Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show.
Mike Jones.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. Birds at the Bye benefiting the Travis Manion Foundation. Brought to you by Bud Light and Chickies and Pete's. Live all day here. Hugh, you ready to bartend tonight?
Am I ready? Well, no, I'm going to go and take a nap.
Well,
man.
You got to get ready. You got to wake yourself up.
Get my mind right.
Pouring some drinks tonight. Come on out. It is a great day. And the proceeds and the benefits tonight all go to the Travis Manion Foundation. We love doing this every year. It's a great way for us to get together, hang out at the Bye, mingle, and
we get to mingle.
Talk as we get ready for the second half of the season.
I'm not really a mingler, though. Well, I had to learn how to become more of a mingler.
Yeah, well, you're mingling here. Well, the setup here is kind of mingle-ish, right? Because
nice.
People can walk around and see us.
Yeah, they see us.
Yeah, and we talk, and we got a new
kinda
setup
like
here.
Like a little fishbowl.
Jason, what do you think about this setup, by the way? Jason Avant with us for the lunch hours. He will be on Wednesdays moving forward. You like these comfy chairs we got?
I do. I like it. It's podcast feel. I love this. You don't like this?
I'm a little gets a little sleepy, man.
You're leaning back.
You're sleepy all the time.
I mean,
it reminds me of the old daytime TV talk shows. Merv Griffin and Phil Donahue.
A little sleepy, dog.
We may need a little bit more light.
Yeah, we can.
I'm dark. I'm dark, and I like to wear dark colors, so you can't see me. All you see is teeth and hair and beard.
Yeah, but if we have any more light, I'm going to be too bright for everyone watching.
When I would come outside, all black growing up, they'd be like, Jason, you coming out naked.
You got to go. Man, you about the same color.
They would say, man, come on out here. There's kids out here. You can't be coming outside naked.
Hey, man, I'm self-conscious. And then they got me behind that black drop every day. We got to turn. And Joe looked like a ghost.
Yeah, I'm too bright.
And all
over
you
here.
See, when I'm sitting there, all you see is teeth. And hair.
We're trying to find that the middle ground.
We try to find a happy one.
Yeah. Well, you know, that I think it's a good transition because the Eagles are trying to find the middle ground with A.J. Brown. All right, let's talk through it where we are right now. And so here's what we know, right? Trade deadline has passed. All those rumors are gone. We wait till the offseason for that. A.J. Brown is a Philadelphia Eagle. In fact, Kyle, if you have it, let's play Howie yesterday when talking about A.J. Brown because he was asked yesterday and I thought it was interesting, guys, because to me, when the question was asked, it's an easy no. Did you consider trading A.J. Brown? Let's hear Howie Roseman yesterday, press conference after the trade deadline has passed, talking about if he considered at all trading A.J. Brown.
Hey, Howie, there's a lot of conversation on the outside about A.J. Brown. What was your stance internally when it came to Brown? Did you entertain any offers for him?
Well, would really like to keep this about the guys we acquired. But, you know, Tim, I think that when you're trying to be a great team, it's hard to trade great players. And A.J. Brown's a great player. He wears the C for a reason. He's an important part of this team, of this organization. He cares about winning. He cares about his teammates. And, you know, I think that when you're a team like ours that is looking forward to an opportunity to compete for a championship, you just don't get rid of the guys like that. And so feel very lucky to have him on our team and excited about the second half of the season with him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hugh, your reaction to his response, because, again, did you consider trading A.J. Brown? The answer could have been no, and we all move on. He gave a detailed response on why he wouldn't do it. What did you make of what Howie said there? I thought there was a lot of interesting parts of that.
Well, first of all, he chin-checked the dude that asked the question, because he told him, he's like, listen, and I'm paraphrasing here, we ain't come here to talk about that, but since you brought me here,
since you asked,
I'm going to go ahead and address it.
Yep.
And he said it in a way that I feel that needed to be said, because if AJ's listening to that, he has to feel comfortable in knowing or feeling that there was never a thought to trade him. Because for us, this is something where we can compare and contrast. Because think about Dombrowski, Dave Dombrowski, a couple weeks ago.
Sure.
And Bryce Harper. And he said, hey, I don't think he that cat he used to be. Like, I'm ad-libbing again.
And he caused the whole uproar. Sure did.
So I feel like how we answer that in a way strategically, that you had to answer it knowing that, hey, this is a great player. He is a great player. He wasn't – anything that he said, he wasn't lying about. I'm pretty sure he got some phone calls about him. I'm pretty sure he did. And I'm pretty sure there was a few times where he listened to what was being said. Probably didn't entertain it, but you got to listen.
He also did say, and I'm glad he said this, Jason, he has a C on his chest. He kind of reminded everyone this is a team captain, right? Like a team captain that whatever's gone on, he doesn't seem happy the entire season. He is a team captain. Jason, what's your feeling on what has gone on here the last 2 months with A.J. Brown? I know you can't get in his head.
You know what, Joe?
But you played the position.
I got a better question. We ain't sugarcoating this.
Go ahead.
What's wrong with y'all, man? Like, seriously.
Yeah, you know what?
At the receiver
we
spot,
need a real receiver.
No, we need a
here.
Real receiver. Yeah. Like, listen, dog.
We got defensive ends, linebackers, and fullbacks trying to come in on wide receivers right now.
Because I know you know what it is. You probably weren't like that, but you got it in you. Because I've seen you play.
Yeah.
You have it in you.
Yeah.
What is it about that position that makes you guys so different than everybody else on the football field?
Money, 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 money. Money. All right, so that's the truth. Here it is. So when Jalen Hurts goes out and wins, his value is based on that. It's not on stats,
mm-hmm.
right? So when the team does well, Jalen Hurts gets paid his $220-something million. If A.J. Brown does not have stats along with winning, he gets cut and or restructured. Mm-hmm. And or moved out. So there's this fine balance as a receiver that you want to win, but you also need production in order to continue your legacy, also to make your money. So, but Jalen's stats are not included in his deal. So it's a lot easier for a defensive end, a position that can control his own destiny, an offensive tackle who can control his own destiny, and then a receiver who's a secondary position who needs other groups in order to be successful. Mm. You guys talk like you are like the angels, but the truth is if you were a tight end position, you would feel a little bit different. If you are a linebacker and you are contingent upon Saragusa of holding up two guys and you're Ray Lewis, when those guys weren't doing well, they went out and got Haloti Ngata, yeah, right? That's what happened. So when you're in a secondary position, you need multiple positions to get better. Now, with that being said, there's always a balance to this. Mm-hmm. When you're winning, it's never the time to let everyone know of your unhappiness.
Frustrations.
It's never the time in a team sport. But you can go to the offensive coordinator and say, hey, listen, I want to be more involved. But here's the thing. When A.J. Brown touches the ball a bunch, we do well. So sure, he's not wrong when he's saying that. Mm-hmm. It's the way that he's going about it. You can't go and have four catches, two touchdowns, 121 yards, and then talk about, you know, you're using me when they want to use me type
two
of stuff.
Tutties, two
you can't do days. That. You can't do that because what you're saying to me, we win, you're mad. You ball, you're mad. I can't please you at that point. Yeah. So Howie has to go in the locker room and have these conversations with him that, dude, when can we make you happy? You ball this week, you weren't happy. You didn't ball last week. We've still won. You weren't happy. What can I do to make you happy? Because now it's more than just football. It must be something that's going on with relationships. And so that's what I think was going on with AJ Brown.
Yeah, and my concern with him is he's never going to be happier. And Jason, for me, it's a math problem. I almost consider it like a basketball team with a lot of star players, right? There's only one basketball. And the Eagles have Saquon Barkley, who's going to get 16, 20 or plus touches every week. They have Devontae Smith, who is not quite the same personality, but he wants the ball and he's open all the time and he's a good player. They have Dallas Goedert, who has 7 touchdowns this year. He's a top tight end. And they have a quarterback that at times will run, maybe not as much this year, but he will run, right? So there's only so many snaps. There's only so many times they have the football. There's only so many plays. It feels like he doesn't get it, or maybe he doesn't want to. Like, this is if he wants numbers more than he wants winning or on the same level, Jason, my concern is it's never going to happen here to the level that maybe he wants. Like, how is he ever going to be happier? I don't think there's ever going to be a year here, unless they have massive injuries, where he puts up the numbers Jaxon Smith-Njigba's putting up or Puka Nacua puts up, right? Yeah. There's just not enough targets here.
But he's never had the most number. He's productive with less numbers.
Like
he's
the Minnesota game. Yeah.
He's been a top five receiver in his league the last 4 or 5 years with less targets and less receptions.
But he seems more upset now.
Well, you start, like I said, there has to be some relationship aspect to it. But I do understand a person that says, you know what? Like, I wasn't a guy that would go outside of the team. I was taught that way by my family, by my coaches. But I do admire someone that says, you know what, I'm going to put my neck on the line and tell you when I'm frustrated. I'm going to tell you when I'm disgruntled. Like, I respect that about anybody. If you have everything going for you and you're still not, you know, happy in those moments and you have the balls to say something about it, I respect that. Because it's a hard thing to do.
But is he saying something? Or, like, what do you make of how the drama that's been going on the last couple weeks? Because it doesn't feel like, hey, Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown sat down and they talked and they're trying to work through it. It feels like Instagram posts and then he's asked about it. And I don't know if you heard this a couple weeks ago. Jalen Hurts said at the podium, he was asked, did you see A.J.'s latest Instagram post? And he said, I didn't see it, but they prepped me for it. With, like, I translated that as someone in the PR department's got to comb AJ's Instagram, knowing Jalen's going to be asked, and they got to present Jalen Hurts with the information so he's not caught off guard. Like, this isn't really talking, right? What is this?
That's actually what every PR personnel is supposed to do.
But they're not having a conversation. It feels more like AJ's telling us how he feels, and then Jalen is being asked.
Well,
about it.
I don't know if you ever had a girlfriend in these modern times.
I've had the same girlfriend since I was 20.
Well, I finally got a girlfriend now, but in these modern times,
so things are different. These days?
Well, no. Wait, maybe you don't.
You don't have one
because I did in salsa.
So we gotta get Hugh doing salsa. That's the key.
So with that being said, in a relationship, when something isn't going right in these modern times, the first thing they do is go in and send cryptic messages.
Is that right?
That's the first thing in this time. It just goes like, yeah, if he don't treat you right, somebody else will. You're like, oh man, that argument was pretty bad. And you go and you kind of figure it out. And I think that's the same thing that happens with Jalen and AJ's relationship. Brandon Graham last year kind of alluded to that with their relationship, and I don't know if that relationship is really kind of mended at all. And that's why I think most of this is stemming from.
She got some friends.
Oh yeah, I got you.
cooking boil.
I got
so is that why we wanted to get Jason on? You need some help here? All right, so now what?
I need an alley-oop.
I got you right here. I'm Steve Nash.
I need an alley-oop.
Jason Kidd.
So now what? Now what as we try to find Hugh a girlfriend? Do you think this is water under the bridge and it's go win another Super Bowl?
No.
I don't either. I think this is going to keep happening.
No, this team loves drama.
Well, that's true.
They know how to deal with it way more than we do as the fans.
Soap operatic.
Exactly.
They're better at it than we are.
This is the Philadelphia Real Housewives. This is what it is. The Eagles, you know, have like versions of them that's reality television. And people draw into it and we talk about it on the radio. They can deal with it better than most teams can.
Do you think as we go down the stretch, they have to make it a point of emphasis to make him happy or just deal with his ups and downs? Because I'm of the belief, and I just watch it as a fan. I want Jalen to throw to the open guy. If that's Devontae 12 times and it's AJ 4, I'm good with it. But I'm not sure that AJ's good with it. Do you think they have to make it a point of emphasis to get him the football, or is that overrated?
You always make it a point of emphasis. Everyone has. So here's what this is how you do it, right? So you have a percentage of plays where guys are the number one reads.
Right.
And so you always want A.J. Brown in those first two reads, right? So if it's A.J. Brown, he's number one read on 10 plays. Devontae's number one read on 10 plays. Dallas is number one read on 10 plays. It's all about who's the second and third read. You just don't want A.J. Brown running a love for the game type of a route, right? So because that was me in my career. I have zero chance of getting this ball.
Line, yeah.
It's just for the love of the game. That's what you're doing. So, and that's where you get frustrated when you're a guy like A.J. Brown is that they have you on plays, which I literally see. He's on a love for the game. He's never getting the ball. 0% chance of getting the ball. And so in those moments you get kind of frustrated because you're looking at it like, dude, I should be more of a priority.
Do you think that's where the using me but not using me thing comes from?
That puts it in perspective when you say it like that, don't it?
love for the game.
Because there's plays where there's just love for the game.
That sounds like my high school career. It's playing for the love of the game.
What's that juvenile song? I ain't doing this stuff for nothing.
Exactly. Two of A.J. Brown's big catches in that Vikings games were audibles from Jalen.
Yeah.
Right, they were audibles from Jalen. So when you really consider it, it's like, dude, I really only caught two passes. Two of them were audible into, and now I'm out here just running for exercise. And A.J. Brown's, dude, I didn't sign up to be a marathon runner.
This is why I like talking to Jason. We were talking about this in the break, Joe, because he has, like, we all have unique perspectives of the game. And I feel like his perspective is something that we haven't had in a while. It's refreshing, and I always like to hear him talk, even when you was doing the post-game shows. I love hearing you talk, man, because you have a unique perspective when it comes to watching football. I appreciate you.
No, all good. We're learning together.
Yes. That's what we're trying to do. So
I'm not doing this for nothing.
Yeah, he needs some. I didn't come out for exercise, man. I want to be a part of the game plan. And I understand
Was it the first game of the season where Bleacher Report had a thing and said
cardio
game for Devontae Smith and AJ Brown? I was like, oh my god. That's so disrespectful.
But true.
Here's the thing. And this is something that AJ has to realize right now. Because AJ, and this is, he's a great player. He needs more trust than Devontae does. What do I mean by that? AJ needs more trust from the quarterback because he's not going to get max separation. Mm. AJ is he's a big body, and you're going to be able to move people out of your spot, but it's going to be a lot more tight window throws. Devontae ran the same routes as AJ Brown with 5 or 6 yards worth of separation. And when you're looking back at that, I remember we had a guy named Braylon Edwards. You guys remember
Michigan, right?
We had Braylon Edwards. It was me, Steve Breston, Mario Manningham.
Yeah, that's a good receiving corps.
And Braylon decided just to, you know what, I'm not going to practice in spring ball, you know, for this week. Man, we made play after play. That boy was back out there in 2 days. He was like, y'all playing way too good. And that's what happens when you have this situation. You are disgruntled. You let Devontae run some routes that he normally doesn't run that you run, and he looks better than you running those routes that you run.
Yeah.
He'll be fine soon. A.J. Brown be fine soon because Devontae was running this skinny post route this past game, open by a mile.
Yeah, he was.
And A.J. runs that route all the time, open by a little. So you better look at that film and find
it. About that trust because you got to – like, but I will say this, Jason. I've seen plays, and you know receiver better than I do, where you could throw in that tight window –
Yeah.
And AJ going to get it.
No, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. What I'm saying is for a quarterback, a quarterback is always, he wants to throw the optimal pass.
Okay.
The most palatable receiver, the one that gives the most indications with his body language, the one gets the max separation, he wants to throw that rather than throwing one that's contested. Why would I do that when there's a guy that's open by 3 yards?
See, that's what I'm talking about. This is what it, because you don't think about the game like that.
Who is the number one receiver on this team right now?
A.J. Brown will still be the number one receiver. Will Devontae Smith? First of all, this is what I don't like about Devontae Smith, not him as a person. But Devontae has every right to be selfish because Devontae is a number one receiver. He has every right to be selfish. And just because Devontae doesn't come out and show him being disgruntled, it's one of those situations where he doesn't get enough appreciation by the city.
I agree.
By the NFL. And how long as a player where you want to control your destiny, you want max money, you have Hall of Fame talent. How long will you subject yourself to this situation? And those are the things we have to ask.
And the Eagles probably ask themselves how long it will all work together. I mean, and they're trying to win a second Super Bowl in the midst of doing all this back-to-back. All right. Before, Hugh was saying we love having you, and we're excited to have you on every Wednesday, and you bring an area expertise that we need here as a former wide receiver. You also bring one because you're from the Midwest. You're a Chicago guy. I need your take on what happened yesterday. So I know Hugh in the break was trying to butter him up and kind of, you know.
I was not buttering anybody.
He twisted the story. So we're doing the meeting yesterday before the show, right? We're getting into it, and somehow the weather came up for Monday night in Green Bay. And I was like, yeah, it's going to be like 25 degrees. And man, he's like, man, that's cold. It's the Midwest. He's like, it's the Midwest here. It's not 25 yet. And we're like, what'd you say? And so
they stopped the whole meeting.
The disrespect.
We stopped. Like, did you say Philadelphia's in the Midwest? And then he started this whole thing about how it feels like a Midwest city. And we're like, no, it doesn't. The ocean's 40 miles away. Jason, come on, help me out here. Philadelphia is not a Midwest city.
Well, no, Philadelphia isn't a Midwest city, but I do understand Hugh's perspective. If you're coming from New York,
right,
and someone who, like Hugh, who's played in New York, Philadelphia is, it doesn't have the same energy as New York.
New York's its own world.
Right, yeah. But I will say that Philadelphia and Chicago is very, very similar.
Yeah, they said that yesterday.
I will say Philadelphia and Chicago is very, very similar because Chicago is that one city in the Midwest that's bustling and it has a little bit more energy, but not as much energy as New York. So if you're talking about those two cities, I understand. But anywhere else in the Midwest, he's smoking crack.
Before he explains, we threw out the topic yesterday. We had a prize to give away, which we have another prize to give away in a few minutes here. But we had a prize to give away, and you had a guess, a city in the United States, and he said it was a Midwest city. We had 50, 60, 70 callers yesterday. Not one person guessed Philadelphia. It's not a Midwest city here.
You know what
It isn't. Now, if that's your argument, that I'm standing on the table that this is.
No, listen, let me tell you.
You're saying it's akin to one city in the Midwest?
I said it has a Midwest feel to me. But can I tell you what happened yesterday?
No.
I've been on this radio station for like 3 years, right? And I've had people that disagree with my takes, right?
Every day.
But I had people slide in my DMs and told me to leave.
And just get out.
Just leave.
Just get out.
They was like, it's time for you to go. It's time for you to leave. And I'm like, no, I ain't leaving unless y'all help me pack.
First of all, Philadelphia is way too mean to be like the Midwest.
That's what I said. Philadelphia is like Boston. Like we're angry and
I refuse to let anybody compare Philadelphia to Boston. Well, Boston is different.
Okay, but I mean it from the perspective of
Boston's
Boston is can't sit here different.
Seats taken. Boston is seats
what
taken.
What I meant was Northeast City, right?
You
angry.
Went there. You went there.
I didn't mean it like that. I meant like an old.
See,
old school city, right? Like infrastructure's old. The buildings are old. It's not a Midwest city. Not a Midwest city.
I refuse. Philly is not like Boston.
All right, but it's like it's all right.
No,
fine.
But I get you. I
DC,
get you.
The Philadelphia,
infrastructure.
East Coast infrastructure, old.
Y'all
got me hot.
You're right. We are too mean to be a Midwest.
We're too mean.
I think about the person that tried to pack your bags and send you out of Philadelphia.
No.
So that wouldn't happen in the Midwest.
But see, okay. I don't think Philadelphia's mean like that. Now, I've been cussed out by people in the city, but we're still
Well, that's why we tell you not to look at the comment section on YouTube. We don't want you to see
it. But see, even like, listen, when I clap back at the people in the comments, that's like that's playing the dozens, though. To me, that's playing the dozens. You're not really mad at me about my take. You're talking trash, and I'm talking trash back.
Right, right.
But I still get. But I'm the one that get in trouble for it.
You're the professional.
I'm supposed to be a grown-up. Ain't no grown-ups here.
I was at my kid's swim practice last night. One of the dads was like, what is you talking about? It's not a Midwest city.
No.
Not a Midwest city.
So he's taking
it. If it's like Chicago, I understand. I understand.
Right. I get you. Jason, man, this was a lot of fun. We're excited to have you on every Wednesday with us.
That's going to be a reprieve in my head.
We're going to have a lot of fun with this. The Lunch Hour with Jason Abbott was brought to you by Walnut Street Smiles and Chestnut Dental Studio. Part of the Dudat Dental Group, official dentist of the Philadelphia Eagles. Jason, this was awesome. Excited to do it again next Wednesday.
Can't wait, guys.
can't wait to see it. After we got that Monday night game. Can't wait.
Yeah, it is going to be a lot of fun. All right, Ike and Spiker to join us coming up on the other side. What should the Eagles' offensive identity be the rest of the season? We will get into that with them. We also have, you know, we got to do right now. We got to give away a giveaway. We have
doing Hughes clothes.
Well, not today. We heard from everyone, guys. We need a full day break from Hughes Clues.
Traumatized.
Everyone was traumatized. We do though have the Hess truck. It's back and better than ever. Caller number 4 right now to the contest line. 215-988-1258. Caller number 4, 215-988-1258 will win the Hess 2025 stock car racers loaded with action-packed features including 67 anime lights, 5 realistic sounds, and a pullback motor, available exclusively at HessToyTruck.com for $49.99 with free standard shipping and batteries included. 215-988-1258. Caller number 4 right now wins the 2025 Hess truck. All right, we're live today from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly for until 8 tonight for the Birds at the Bye, supporting the Travis Mannion Foundation. Stop out and join us. Support this great organization. Ike and Spike join us next. Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.